Craig and Angelo, WMBD. The lovely Dave Johnson's here. That's how we're going to introduce you now. The lovely Dave Johnson from Pearl Technology.
Before we get started, there was a local story. How many schools are getting hacked? They're going after schools, aren't they?
They're going after everybody. Yeah. I mean, there's nobody safe out there.
Way to paint the right bright picture on a Monday, brother,
I'm
man.
I'm tired this morning.
Come on, man. We might as well just all turn over our information. They're getting it anyway. Just
go ahead and send it to me. I'll collect it.
Send it to the bad guys.
Send it to the bad guys.
And, well, it is true, though. Everybody's vulnerable.
They are.
And I love your saying, if it's free, you're the product.
You are the product.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about, see, the politically correct way to say this is a hacking collective. Known as Killnet.
All right, what is the other way to say
that? They happen to all speak Russian as their primary language.
Okay, so they're Russians.
That's what I would say, but people tell me I should be more politically correct.
Okay, so people who may or may not be Russians but speak Russian.
But speak Russian.
All right.
Have been launching denial of service attacks.
What does that mean?
So let's think of it this way. Let's say, remember when American Idol was really a big thing, and you'd voted and you on the internet, and the servers got full.
Sure.
I mean, you just couldn't get in.
Right.
That's denial of service. So what they do is they flood the web server with traffic. So that
just
nobody can get to it. They just jam it up.
So if I'm trying to do something, and what they did last week was airports, right?
Airports. And there's a fancier denial of service called distributed denial of service. So let's say you're trying to shut down my website. All of that traffic's coming from your IP address. I just block your IP address,
right?
If you have 10,000 of your friends all doing the same thing, it's much harder for me to stop that flooding of web requests. So they have been real active with DDoS attacks is the acronym. They hit LaGuardia, they hit Des Moines, they hit Atlanta, they hit LAX, and they got both of them in Chicago, both Midway and O'Hare, where they did this denial of service and nobody could get into the airport's website.
So that meant if I was trying to get tickets that day, at that time, I couldn't do it.
So they
was anything dangerous?
Not really dangerous. Well, here's the new danger now that cyber is a thing. People automatically think that if somebody gets hit with denial of service, they've been hacked. So
Yeah,
I couldn't get into O'Hare's website. I know they've got my information. Probably all my stuff's been stolen. Denial of service doesn't do anything malicious by stealing stuff. It just keeps people from getting into the website. But it plants in people's minds that the hackers probably either do or could own that website.
Sure, psychologically
disturbing. Psychologically.
Yeah.
So what happens then is the companies that get hit with denial of service have to spend sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars to bring in third-party experts to say, no, the data's safe. It was just denial of service. So if I were to be mean to you, I'll hit you with denial of service. Now you got to hire Pearl to come in and say, no, we went through everything Greg has. It's all safe.
Here would be my rebuttal to that and why I would not spend money with you. I would just use, you already gave me the tool 3 minutes ago. I would just say, well, we're all going to get hacked anyway. What doesn't matter? I would just say that to the people. All right, well, whether or not I gave up your information is irrelevant. You're going to lose it over there at AOL anyway, so it doesn't matter. That was supposed to be funny, and neither one of you guys are laughing.
No, I'm thinking you were yelling at me about being a Debbie Downer this morning, and you just reinforced it.
Yeah, and I took money away from you because I said I wasn't going to
spend you weren't
gonna
pay.
Yeah.
So real quick, though, Killnet now is put this on their Telegram channel and said, hey, everybody help us. They're going after 49 airports now. Presumably it'll be this week. And they're also listed as targets some marine terminals, logistics facilities, weather monitoring centers, healthcare systems, ticketing systems for public transportation, and online trading systems. So everybody get ready, and you know, if you're trying to get into a website, it's the people who speak Russian for their primary language that are trying to wreak havoc on us last week for the weeks to come.
Are we getting back at them?
Please I can't. I could tell you, but we'd have to kill you.
Afterwards. Right. Okay. Let's not do that then.
You know, what's great, though? What really works every time is brick and mortar. When you walk in, you actually hand someone to something, then they hand it back to you.
Yeah, it does work that way.
You could do denial of service. You could get all of your friends to stand in front of the front door and not let anybody get into the store, because that's really what this is.
And may or may not be speaking Russian while they're doing it.
That's right.
May or may not.
That's right.
Dave Johnson, Pearl Technology, always good to see you, brother. Good to see. And thank you, by the way, because I know you helped personally, and I think Pearl also as a group. In the stand down to help our veterans for Goodwill. They did that over the weekend.
Good day, wasn't it?
It was a great day.
That's a good program. That's a good program.